are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, no news yet because it is time for another pop quiz. Yep, pop quiz. We covered so much stuff since the beginning of the year. I haven't had time to quiz you guys on it. So everybody get out your pencils, pull over the rigs, pull over your cars. All right, shut everything down. Well, don't turn off the radio because you need to listen to me with the pop quiz. Everybody ready? No griping. Come on. Come on. You guys are, you ace these now. You also know how to cheat. You know what a lot of you guys do is you don't listen to me live. Right, you get all the answers down from the podcast. Then when you listen to my delayed, you get the questions right. You look all good for your date, right? It's the weekend. Some of you guys want to look like you're really hot for the date, and dates like to know that their man is smart, right? So that's what you do. Turn on the Dr. Dahlia Show when it's delayed, and then answer all the questions right. Okay, but you really need to know this stuff. So here we go. True or false? Number one, you will not get this deadly flu if you get the flu shot. True or false? You will not get the deadly flu if you get the flu shot. Number two, why do our Why do our fingers wrinkle when they get soaked? Why do the fingers get all wrinkly when they're in water for a long time? Number three, true or false? Noisier non-electric cars are safer. Noisier non-electric cars are safer. Number four, true or false? Marijuana smokers are more likely to become addicted to cigarettes. True or false? Marijuana smokers are more likely to smoke regular cigarettes later in life. Number five, how long do most medications last? How long do most medications last? And if you want to be specific, we'll talk about the non-liquid, the pill. Name three medical issues drinking soda may cause. Or I should probably word it better. Name three medical issues caused by drinking soda. I really apologize for dangling my participles. I understand this is a family show. Name three medical issues caused by drinking soda. Final question. Dr. Dahlia has been on the air for how long? Who said too long? That's not an answer. We need a number. Too long is not an answer. How many years has Dr. Dahlia been on the air? All right, which is me. Yay. All right, guys, pencils down. Pencils down. No cheating. No cheating. Let's go through the answers. All right. And honestly, you guys better have gotten these right. All right. Number one, true or false? You will not get this deadly flu if you get the flu shot. The answer is false. You could still get the flu. If you get a flu shot, you could still get the flu. All right. The flu shot prepares us for three of the most common strains, but you could still absolutely get the flu. And the CDC today has come out saying that they believe the flu vaccine that we have this year is 62% effective. So that's it. I mean, we still want you to get the flu shot. It's way better than nothing. But, don't think you could still run around outside naked, not eating well because you think the flu shot is going to protect you from everything. All right. But it does protect many. Absolutely. All right. Why do our fingers wrinkle when soaked? Well, actually, we believe it's due to your digital nerves. All right. So if somebody, let's say, has a finger injury and some nerves were severed, if they're a very easy way to test after the surgery, if they've had some, longer term nerve damage, is you stick their fingers in water and see if they'll wrinkle up, prune up. But they believe it's an evolutionary issue because when the fingers wrinkle, you have some surface traction. Right. Okay. Surface tension. All right. We'll talk about this a little bit more today. Okay. Quickly moving on. Number three, true or false? Noisier non-electric cars are safer. Actually, the answer is false. They found out this week that they're going to actually have to make recommendations to these electric car companies to make their cars noisier. We talked about this. Up to 18 miles per hour, these cars are so quiet before the diesel engine, I guess, kicks in, such that I don't know much about cars or diesel engine, but I guess they say after 18 miles an hour of these electric hybrids, that's when you start to hear the noisy engine. Before that, they're just too quiet, and kids playing on the street don't know they're coming. Not to mention, Oh, wait a second. Did I word this wrong? Noisier non-electric cars. Yeah, the answer's true. Yeah. They're safer because the hybrid electric cars don't make enough noise and they could cause electrocution injuries to our first responders. Number four, true or false? Marijuana smokers are more likely to become addicted to cigarettes. The answer is true. They found people that smoke marijuana are more prone to smoking cigarettes. Now, this was a study that came out today we'll talk about. I don't see it in my office. I got to be honest. In my clinic, many of my marijuana smokers, they never really went to regular smoking. But apparently the science is there. All right. How long do most medications last? All right. So if you have a pill, if you have a medication, you know, how long can it last? Well, there was a study done by the Army where they found that many of these medications are still potent 30 years later. Obviously, the pill forms are a heck of a lot more potent and probably safer than the liquid forms. But they found this week 2,000-year-old medication from a shipwreck on an earlier east-west trade route. So some of these medications can last centuries. All right, if not thousands of years. Pretty cool. All right, this was your essay question. Name three medical issues caused by drinking soda. Now, one of them we discussed this week was depression. They link depression to drinking soda. If you guys put cavities, that's fine. You could put obesity. All right, if you weren't thinking about diet soda, you could talk about diabetes. Okay, so, you know, I would like to throw in the mix osteoporosis. Right? We've talked about the phosphoric acid causing some leaching of the calcium. So I'd like to add that. All right. So yeah, anything that's all fine. Yeah. PMS. I'll take PMS. Constipation. I'll take constipation. Polyuria. That's fine. If you have to pee a lot because you drink a lot of soda. Polyuria. Absolutely. Insomnia. That's exactly drinking soda. Boy, you guys are so smart. All right, final question. Dr. Dahlia has been on the air for how long? 4 years. The Dr. Dahlia Show celebrated its fourth year this year. Yes, we're going to be celebrating it all month because, I mean, my birthday's not for another few months, and I really like to celebrate. I mean, why not? Plus, the boss really ain't going to fire you, you know, when you're celebrating something. So let's kind of make this last as long as possible. This way I don't get fired in my birthday month. All right, guys, great job. How did you guys do? 20%, right? But, okay, you need to listen more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show, Talk Superstation, as well as all our affiliates out there. And thank you all for tuning in and listening. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly Alaskan Cruise, which you'll probably hear about in a commercial later this hour. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. All right, so we're going to be talking about a little bit later today how the FDA wants us to cut the dosing of our sleeping medications in women, because too many women appear to have this after effect from taking sleeping medications such as Ambien. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a little bit more about the Taft classroom shooting, a little bit more about the flu shot, time off work, employer issues with the deadly flu outbreak, as well as a variety of other news as it comes our way. So please tune in. Very, very busy hour today. All right, so the Taft classroom shooting that occurred yesterday at about 9 o'clock in the morning at Taft Union High School, which is located in Taft, California, south of Bakersfield, north of Los Angeles, they believe the student, the motive of the student, was he wanted to attack the bullies. Apparently, this kid, I believe he is 16 years old. He's a 16-year-old. We don't know the name. They haven't released yet his identity. Had planned the attack the night before, and he used a weapon owned by his brother, according to Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood. From what we understand, this boy had threatened other students last year. Apparently, there's a 16-year-old girl that goes to Taft. She had told her mother that he had threatened to kill her daughter and other students last year while on a school bus driving to a field trip to Universal Studios. Oh, I'm jealous. These kids get to go to Universal Studios for a field trip? Oh, man, are you kidding me? I hear that a lot about California schools. They'll go to Disneyland. They'll go to Magic Mountain. Man, when I was growing up, we went to some museums. I remember when I was in Arizona, we had to go to the Shamrock Dairy. So we saw how milk was poured in our little milk cups in the 70s. I mean, we never got to go to Universal Studios. Wow. Boy, anyway, so on a bus trip, unfortunately, this kid had threatened a whole bunch of students that he had a list, and he was going to kill every one of those people on the list who messed with him over the years. All right, she said the boy actually said he would kill his brother first, his own brother first. Now, apparently, the daughter went to the vice principal last year. The boy, the shooter, had been suspended for several days. When he returned, the mom called the principal going, well, why wasn't he not permanently barred from campus? I mean, he threatened to kill people. Principal apparently declined to discuss the punishment, citing privacy concerns, and the conversation ended there. Now, from what we know, students are saying Taft has a huge problem with bullies. And yesterday morning, the boy had come into the classroom. He went up to a specific child, a specific student, fired twice. One of them hit him. One of the bullets hit, and this is the one who had to be flown to Bakersfield, life-flighted out. From what we understand, he's in critical condition. He had used a shotgun and had actually fired 2 to 4 rounds. One hit him. Then he went to another student, addressed him by the name, and fired, but missed. By then, the teacher had, from what I had, disarmed the shooter. I believe the teacher was shot near the head, has some scratches, but but he wasn't seriously injured. But it was a male teacher, from what I understand, Ryan Heber, my hero, who was able to disarm the student. Other students had to be treated for ear barotrauma because of the noise, and many had tripped over the desks as they tried to flee. But scary, scary stuff. Well, this happened, was it the Ohio shooting last year? Somebody went up to the bully to shoot? I mean, people don't understand. These kids don't understand how mean they could be and what they could drive other kids to. Now, other kids should learn right from wrong. I mean, these kids should know, okay, you don't go and you shoot people. I mean, something is obviously wrong with this child. But some people get so mad. They get so damn mad that they want revenge. I mean, how many men or women in the middle of a divorce hate their spouse so much that they wish they were dead? You know, what's so scary about these shootings, whether they're the school shootings or mall shootings or any type of violence, is as a human, we have the ability to get mad. We have the ability to want to kill. Okay, that's in our animalistic instinct. We've talked about this. Humans are obviously highly specialized at the top of the Darwinian ladder, but still, we have these animalistic instincts. People do want to kill. People, they do. They do. I mean, I'm not saying it's a normal emotion, but many of us at some point or another have gotten so mad that we wish something bad happened to the person that made us mad, right? Like, I mean, Eddie Murphy made light of this back in the 80s when he was doing his delirious act. I guess he got beat up, or not beat up. He got, hit with his mom's boomerang shoe. And as he's crying, he's like, I want her hit by a bus. This is nothing new, where people get so mad, they wish that their parents weren't here. They wish that their brother wasn't here. They wish that the bullies weren't here. But we, as a specialized animal, all right, at the top of the Darwinian ladder, know to control those. Well, we know what's wrong. Of course you're not going to kill. You may be mad. You may want to beat the living crap out of that bully. I mean, who wouldn't? When you were bullied, I mean, you wanted to beat the crap out of that bully. You wanted that bully as far away from you as possible. But you wouldn't, I mean, you know, those of us that have any moral character, I mean, we wouldn't, and sanity, of course, we wouldn't take it to that level. There's no way. But some people who think they have the ability and are just tweaked that micron much will go and do it. Right? Now, bullying is a heck of a lot worse than it was when we were younger. I mean, the worst bullying I had was, oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, they didn't do this to me, but well, I mean, this was bad. Remember when tube tops were out? Tube tops had to be banned at one of my schools because when somebody was doing a flag exercise or something in PE, a boy came up from behind her and pulled down her tube top so everybody could see her boobs. And I mean, oh my gosh, how horrifying. And I remember hearing that when I was a little girl going, oh my gosh, I couldn't even face the school. I would be so horrible. So, I mean, you had bad bullies. You did. You had, you know, but I mean, now the whole world could see the brunt of your bullying. And with all the cyberbullying that happens right now and people's, you know, high school lives being ruined by something that could be posted on Facebook, it seems a bigger crime, a bigger threat to the person who is being bullied, the victim. And, I mean, what we're seeing, or we're seeing these kids lash out. Now I know, you know, Congress is going to probably talk about, okay, well, maybe we ban shotguns and maybe we ban bullying. You can't ban bullying. I mean, my kids go to a school where there is a no bullying policy, but still the stuff happens under people's breasts. People still poke each other with pencils. I mean, things still happen. And again, how does the school control, or how does Congress control what goes on Facebook? What goes on Twitter? How does that happen? How do these rumors start? Oh, Dahlia is a slut. Don't sleep with her. She has that untreatable case of gonorrhea. Well, I'm not taking her to prom. I mean, that could just ruin someone's life. And that's technically, it doesn't look like bullying. I heard that Dahlia had a disease, and I just told my friend about that. And well, spreading rumors are, you know, is bullying too. That was a hypothetical case, of course. So that's the case from what we understand going on with Taft. And it's unfortunate because if this shooting happened because of bullying, and I believe it was Ohio, the shooting that happened last year because of bullying, we got a huge problem because there's bullying everywhere. There is bullying everywhere. And if these kids are that mad, these kids get that ticked off. I've even told my kids, I go, I don't think my kids are bullied, you know, but what if they're, you know, kicking back with a group that makes fun of somebody and they sit there and laugh because they feel like I better sit on this side than stick up for the bullied kid? You know, I'm like, look, I, you could be a target also. You don't bully. Stay out of that. You don't need to be mean. It comes back. And unfortunately, it comes back worse than what you ever did. 1-877 Doc Adali. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I believe there was also an armed robbery in California in a mall. Another violent. The violence is going to continue, and unless also we're being made more aware. Yeah, there's an argument that now, of course, school shootings, okay, those don't happen, you know, every day. So, of course, we're being made more aware. But you're also going to notice that when there are armed robberies, we're going to be hearing about it a lot more than we used to. People are violent. They always have been. But people, I think, are especially kooky now. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DOLLY. Well, this man really wasn't walking. This man actually jumped into a tiger den at the Bronx Zoo and survived a mauling. Remember that a while back? Well, today I guess he pleaded not guilty to trespassing. Apparently, 25-year-old David Villalobos had told investigators in his September 21 leap into the tiger den that this was not a suicide attempt, but a desire to be one with the tiger. I'll pass. I do not need to be one with any tiger. No, thank you. He jumped from a monorail car into the zoo's Wild Asia exhibit and cleared a 16-foot-high fence. He was then attacked by a 400-pound Siberian tiger named Bashuta. He suffered bites and several other injuries. He said that he was testing his natural fear, was rescued by zoo officials who used a fire extinguisher to chase the animal away, and I guess they tried to bust him on trespassing. Okay, well, and he pleads not guilty. What are you going to do? All right. right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, it looks like I think Merck is pulling its HDL medication. Okay, this is something that we were getting really excited about. Tradaptive. Tradaptive was supposed to raise good cholesterol, remember? And the good cholesterol, your HDL, is kind of like your scavenger sanitary system where it, you know, goes and it tries to find the bad cholesterol and dump it. And none of my patients with very high good cholesterol have ever gotten a heart attack. And so good cholesterol is so protective, so protective, that medications, I mean, pharmaceutical companies are salivating at the chance to make a medication that raises HDL. Now, the U.S. did not approve Tradaptive by Merck because apparently it did fail to prevent heart problems in a large study. But that didn't stop Merck from selling it. It has been sold in about 40 other countries. Well, now, this week, Merck is recommending that doctors stop prescribing it based on negative findings from a trial which was announced last month. The study had looked at 25,000 patients in Europe and China for almost 4 years. The company said it will encourage doctors to consider alternative treatments to control their cholesterol, but advise patients to talk to their doctors first before stopping the Tradaptive, but requesting that the doctors stop using it. Apparently, Tradaptive has an extended release form of niacin with another drug that is supposed to help raise your HDL. Niacin causes flushing. Niacin, I have to admit, niacin in and of itself can be extremely effective. I've seen these recalcitrant cholesterol patients who can't tolerate the statin medications like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc., be on high doses of niacin that their cardiologist puts them on, and their levels are maintained. I mean, I am extremely impressed with what niacin can do. I'm not impressed with how it makes people feel. You know, my problem with the flushing is if it causes that much discomfort, what else could it be causing underneath? You know, how I look at something is if a medication makes a person feel bad, with the exception, of course, chemotherapy, but if a medication makes a person feel bad, then my guess is there's a lot more going on that medication could be doing, and that's, you know, nature's way of telling you don't be taking that medication. All right, so I guess Merck in December said Tradaptive did no better in the study at preventing heart attacks, deaths, or strokes than traditional statin drugs that lower bad LDL. Now, remember, the statin drugs will always be the winners. The statin drugs will all, I mean, unless something else gets discovered. But, you know, the statin drugs are still top of the list, bar none. They are phenomenal. But many people, they can't. They can't tolerate the statins. Now, Merck said their Tradaptive medicine significantly raised the incidence of some types of non-fatal but serious side effects in the study, including blood, lymph, gastrointestinal problems, respiratory, and skin issues. Again, was it the niacin or was it the way this was the components to it? So from what we understand, it was expected to make $1 billion, and they were hoping to get approval in the United States now. No. So Merck is telling doctors steer away from that one. Whew, that's a tough one. I got to tell you, that is a tough one. I and I know some of you are like, well, I don't feel sorry for Merck, but this is why the pharmaceutical industry needs to be choreographed so well in terms of picking the right drug to study and picking the right drug to put money into. Because if you have a drug that's a failure, you lose, and you lose big. And, I mean, they need these medications. I think Merck had come up with Zetia and Zocor, and then obviously the combination of the two, Vytorin. So Merck has done very well. Merck has come up with some winner drugs. But you have a drug that fails, ouch. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in today's news, Colorado Movie Theater gunman's arraignment is delayed until March. The judge in the Colorado Movie Theater massacre trial has granted the defense's request to delay the arraignment for James Holmes, 25-year-old James Holmes, until March. The judge has ordered him to stand trial, but his attorney said they're not ready to enter a plea at the hearing. I think they're trying to say he's insane. I still think they're trying to they're going to play that one. And obviously the guy is insane, but I still don't see why we should spend taxpaying dollars keeping this guy alive. Prosecution pulled victims' families to find out whether they wanted the arraignment Friday or whether they wanted to wait. 85 of the family members wanted to proceed. Others voted in favor of the delay. After a week in which prosecutors made a graphic case to bring Holmes to trial for the shooting that left 12 dead and 70 wounded, the judge on Thursday ruled that the case would go forward. He does face, James Holmes, multiple counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, could face the death penalty, and of course the lawyers have argued that he's mentally ill. Alright, well, if even in his mentally ill state, he was able to calculate a killing, as far as I'm concerned, he has no business being in our society. Alright, there's a woman who actually is a groupie of his. There are women out there, did you know this? There are women out there that are actually in love with this guy. I don't have the name of her, but they were talking about how somebody has a crush on him. She lives in Aurora and actually has a picture of him in his wallet, and there's many women. I don't even want to go into that. That's ridiculous. Although, honestly, I think we should, maybe we should make this woman a, I don't want to give her any more attention than she needs, but yeah, hold on a second. This is crazy. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I got to pull this up here. Misty Gentleman, Benjamin, 30 years old, lives in the town of Aurora. She says, I don't think he is a bad guy. What he did was bad. All right. The reason why I'm even reporting this to you all is because you need to know that there's real stupid people out there. I am attracted to him, she says. I think he is cute. She dyes her hair red. See, okay, now somebody like this should now be red flagged. If somebody idolizes a person who could kill innocent people, this is someone who may want to mimic his actions just so she could be in the same jail as him. I don't know. I know I'm going too far. I shouldn't, prosecute somebody before they did a crime. But, I mean, if you all are trying to figure out who is a would-be, could-be, a would-be bad guy, maybe this idiot here. Benjamin has dyed her hair in a shocking red in support of Holmes, of whom she says, I don't think he's a bad guy. What he did was bad. She's a University of Phoenix graduate. We're talking about the University of Phoenix is college. She had made her decision so she to dye her hair red so the 25-year-old Holmes would know that he had her support. She says, tons of people are hating me because I'm deciding to be compassionate and show compassion for a person that committed a horrendous crime. No, tons of people are hating you because you're stupid. She lives in the town of Aurora. Okay, let me see what else. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay. She even writes messages to him. She follows him to court. This is somebody I'd watch. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So I guess a study has come out saying young people who smoke marijuana are more likely to get hooked on cigarettes later in life. We've talked about the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, okay? I just call it THC. I never have to say the whole word on air. But it's the main psychoactive ingredient of marijuana, it could increase the addictive properties of nicotine. Now, this research was published in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology, and it suggests that previous cannabis use make people more vulnerable to nicotine dependence and tobacco-related illnesses. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, well, who cares? Fine. People smoke pot. They get addicted to cigarettes. I don't care. I have nothing to do with them. Never will. Or I, you know, but no. You don't understand. It looks like groups now are trying to get Obamacare to pay for cigarette cessation products like nicotine patches, gum. So now the number of smokers that we have in the United States is our problem. It is. You know, I mean, a lot of us, we kind of have the, I think, is that what's maybe bothering us about Obamacare or the Obama administration is, you know, we could usually just kind of live our own lives. You know, we do our own things. If people want to get their abortions, if people want to be illegal and come into the States, I mean, it wasn't as much of an issue to us until we realized how much of our tax-paying dollars are going to it. You know, it's interesting, when taxes are low, and you think, all right, well, the taxes are just going to the street, you know, to fixing the roads and going to the schools, and everything seems fine. Everybody's doing well. Nobody seems to be, you know, out of work. The teachers don't seem to have overcrowded classrooms and need to buy supplies for my student to learn. I mean, when everything was fine and complacent, we were apathetic, which is a very, very common psychological transition, you know? And now all of a sudden that our, I mean, it hurts. It really hurts to pay our taxes because we have to pay so much. Now we're like, okay, hold the phone here. Planned Parenthood is getting what? Obamacare is going to now cover what? And so whereas we, you know, ignorance is bliss. It was so nice when I was going through school and starting my practice to not have to really worry. I mean, I knew we had to pay a lot of taxes. I knew. But I figured, again, it was going to the roads. It was going to Medicaid. It was going to, you know, Medicare, people with disabilities. I'm like, fine, that's great. Paying my fair share, that's wonderful. Fine. But then when you start to see it cranks up and it cranks up and we're being squeezed and squeezed to pay more because other people aren't paying their taxes. And now we need to cover smokers and their smoking cessation products. Yeah, we're going to complain a little bit. Now, am I for smoking cessation products? If they work, yes. Do I think the nicotine patch and the nicotine gum, do I think those are effective and worth the money? No. I don't think my taxpaying dollars should go to something that doesn't work. Do I think certain hypnotherapies work? Yes, I do. Do I think psychological counseling works? Yes, I do. Do I think Chantix works for some? Yes. But don't ask me to pay for something that I don't even think works because it just increases the nicotine addiction. So absolutely, a study that comes out saying kids smoking pot are going to be more prone to smoking cigarettes later, I do have to care about. You know, I do. Number one is these people are going to be my patients later and I have to deal with lung cancer and cervical cancer and, you know, a variety of other cancers that smoking causes, oral cancer, etc., heart disease, stroke. So I got to deal with that. Number two, we have to deal with secondhand exposure. But on top of all that, no, we got to pay. We have to pay to get them unhooked. So all these states making smoking marijuana legal, if they're going to, and I mean, we've known this. We've known that, you know, smoking pot could, you know, people are already smoking. Why not put something else in their mouth and smoke that? I do have to be honest, in my personal practice, many of my pot smokers do not smoke regular cigarettes. They don't. So I don't see it as much as the study says. But, you know, as Colorado is allowing people to smoke pot, and other states as well, if we are going to give rise to a new group of smokers, you and I are going to be paying for it. So, yeah, I can't just blow it off and ignore it and go on my merry way and deal with my own life. They say many insurance companies already cover the costs, and a new law includes a provision guaranteeing free anti-smoking products like Nicorette gum for pregnant women who receive Medicaid. They say advocates from the American Lung Association want to make the mandate apply to everyone. They say we want smokers to have the full range of evidence-based treatments. All right, I want them to have access to treatment, but why do I have to pay for it? And can you prove to me that the nicotine gum and the nicotine patch works and doesn't just perpetuate the nicotine addiction? They say insurance coverage is where you should get medical treatment, and quitting smoking is a medical thing. Yes, it is, but also running PSAs and getting your pap smears and mammograms are, but they have no problem cutting back on that. All right, so from what I understand, birth control and nicotine gum and nicotine patches are more of a priority than cancer. That's what I'm seeing. I disagree with the priorities. I do. Yes, birth control is important. Yes, stopping smoking is important. But look at what they're cutting to make this happen. And I'm sorry. I mean, I know GlaxoSmithKline is a great company. I know they make Nicorette gum, the Nicoderm CQ patches. But I have never in the history of my practice, 13 years, plus all the work I've done before in the ER, I have never seen anybody or known any particular person to have quit smoking with a nicotine patch or the nicotine gum. So before you ask us taxpayers to pay for it, can you please prove to us that something works? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Something else under fire for not working as much as it should is the CDC has reported that the flu vaccine is only 62% effective. Flu activity has been continuing to rise. According to the CDC, 47 states have now reported widespread influenza activity. Two more children have died since last week's report, raising the total of 20 kids who have died to the flu. The report covers the week of December 30th through January 5th. The CDC releases a revision every Friday. All right. There is a CDC website if you want to see how your state is doing. They say from October 1 of 2012 through the report, an estimated 13.3 per 100,000 people were hospitalized with the flu. Of course, the hardest hit group are adults age 65 and older, or those with underlying conditions like diabetes, heart disease, obesity, lung disease, etc. The flu vaccine this year is safe. It's a safe flu vaccine. Even if it's only 65% effective, according to the CDC, I would still recommend you get it done. Now, some people, like I said, if they have egg allergies, if they have neurological disorders, they may not get the flu shot. I would still suggest to talk to your doctor. I can't tell you how many of my patients are still being urged to get it, because if you do have a neurological condition, you still could be extremely vulnerable to the flu. So talk to your doctor. Make sure you understand what the contraindications are and what you're allowed to have. And, you know, we've talked about how to protect yourselves against the flu. Fluids, making sure you're getting enough sleep, avoiding people that have the flu. Now, we do have a problem. Tamiflu and Relenza are prescription drugs. From what we're understanding, the pediatric version of Tamiflu is in short supply, and some cities are saying the adult version of Tamiflu is in short supply. And I think hoarding has started to happen. I mean, remember when the swine flu broke a few years back? People were rushing to get Tamiflu when they didn't need it. They were hoarding it. And unfortunately, people who need it can't get it. Tamiflu and Relenza are extremely effective. They're five-day medications. Some people need to take it longer, but for the most part, they reduce symptoms within a day or two. I'm a huge fan. Unfortunately, though, they're starting to be in short supply. We'll keep you guys posted as we go. All right, we've got another couple hours. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power, cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.